All right, good morning. Good morning, half an hour today.
You're alive, brother.
Good to be saved.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And good to be saved and know it.
That's right.
And
that's right, brother.
There was when I first moved to Illinois, I didn't remember what the man's name was. He died just a couple of weeks after I moved there. I didn't only met him once or twice, but every time when you see him, you'd ask him how you doing, and he said, "I'm saved and enjoying it."
Hey, man.
Wow, that's good.
By the grace of God, I am where I am. Talk.
But, well, I tell you, we've been talking about this month of June is just about gone. Yeah. I mean, yeah. July is coming up on us quick.
Yeah.
And,
5 days.
Oh, man. Time is just not waiting for nobody.
Not. That's right.
And my daddy said, the older you get, faster it goes.
That's right, that's true.
That's what they're
But anyway, just need to pray for our country today. And
amen.
Our nation and needs of many people sick. My wife's still not feeling well. She got to go to the doctor Wednesday, I believe. So I pray about that. I got to go do some lab work tomorrow. Having some problems with some things. And I don't know. I tell you, if we prayed about everything we need to pray about, all we do is pray.
That's what we need to do, pray. We
live in a sinful society, and we'll look here in a few minutes about things that come up on us here in the book of Genesis, but anybody got anything on your heart today before we pray?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Lord for the great victory of the Supreme Court. I guess standing on the Constitution again.
Yeah.
You know, that's like getting a breath of air from heaven.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is so great a nation. And I've been made to stoop lower standards than what it's used to. This nation used to stand 10 feet tall. And I just praise God. And the Supreme Court gave a hint that it was one of many to come. I just want to praise God for that great victory, that overthrow the nonsense of Roe versus Wade. Thank God.
Yeah. I tell you, it's been a long time coming. Should have never been to begin with.
Right.
And 60-plus million babies murdered later.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad there was some people that never give up.
Amen.
Quit fighting.
Amen.
Never quit fighting for the right of the unborn.
Amen.
And
Brother, I want to just give God praise this morning for prayers that's been answered for Billy.
Amen. Praise God.
The cancer's still there, but Billy has dealt. Well, it's just a miracle the way things have worked. Also, for the prayers that God has answered for our mom.
Amen.
Mom is doing great.
Yeah.
The physical therapist just couldn't believe how well she's doing. He said, "You're doing so well." He said, "You know, they may not let us come back." And but you know, God still hears and answers prayers.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
he
does.
Time,
thank
you. And I praise him this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. At the end of the service last week, there was a young girl back in the back. She come up there to me, tears flowing from her cheeks. And she said, "Brother Eddie, please pray that God will give me another chance." She wants her husband back. I don't even know his name, but I'll tell you this. He ain't been sleeping good. He ain't been eating good. Remember Dallas's husband. When we pray this morning, Brother Mark, I know God has visited him. And you know, some people resist the Spirit of God.
Yes, they do.
And some submit. And I'm praying that he'll submit.
Yeah.
I know God can't make nobody get saved. I know that personally. I've had the Spirit of God deal with me about many things.
Yeah.
But it is good when you raise up a white flag and say, "I surrender." But Dallas's husband, oh my. Just those tears. I said, "Lord, just out of the tears." Shook me seeing those tears. Mm-hmm. She said, "Just pray God to give me a second chance." Yeah. And you know, those babies of hers, they need a father. She needs a husband. As bad as it is, I can't imagine how bad it is not having a husband around to help. I'm not much of a husband, but I try to help my wife. But remember Dallas. I'll shut up. Remember Dallas when you pray this morning, Brother Mark. I have been praying for Billy. Praise God.
Well, I think that's a good desire of the heart.
Yeah.
Get your family back.
Yeah.
And so many of them not today together like family should be, need to be, could be.
Remember Sarah in prayer this morning. I think they're traveling back home today from up north. They went up to see her kid. And then, you know, they just got a new grandbaby. She did it. And so she went up to see
him. Well, praise God.
You know, and here she's going down the highway with all those children of hers in that van. And I ask God to watch over and protect them in their travel.
Amen.
And that's all we can do, you know.
Amen.
And God's been good. I mean, they made it there safely. They had a little problem with the van, but they got it fixed. And they're starting back today, I think. And I prayed for her when I woke up this morning. I said, God, if she's traveling today, watch over her and those children.
Traveling mercies.
Yes. And he'll give it to us. We just got to ask for it and believe if he will. But I tell you what, she's trying to raise those kids here in church, and I praise God for her every time I see her and all those little children come through that door. They are our church, our future church, if it stands much longer, you know. I don't expect it to, but it might. I don't have anything to do with that. That's just by the grace of God whether or not it stands much longer or not. But I can't see it standing much longer. But you know what? We may have a revival yet. After what happened yesterday, we could have a revival in this country.
And
God knows we need it bad.
It'll be a ripple effect, I tell you.
Yes, it will be. And, you know, it's going to be bad on these places that does these procedures on these women. They're going to be bad on them. Yeah. And the churches, you know, because we've been praying for this to happen. Yeah. And it finally came around. Thank God for that. Yeah. My goodness, boy, all these little children that's gone. Of course, they're with God, you know. But he's got more mercy than I got. I tell you right now, I'd have killed every one of them a long time ago when they started messing with these children. But it is what it is, you know.
Amen.
But I thank God that they did turn that over yesterday.
Yeah.
And my
me too.
Boy, it was one of the best things. That I praised him all day yesterday when I heard it.
Amen.
Well, it's never wrong to do right.
That's right.
And so, my God, they stood to their guns. And
Brenda sang that Sunday night, didn't you?
Yeah. Amen.
All right, Brother Ed, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Our Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before you again this day, God, we're so thankful for your many blessings. We thank you, God, that you loved us enough to save us, Father. We just thank you, God, for doing that for us. We thank you, God, for your many blessings that you show towards this church, God. The people here in this church love you, God, and they come to worship you, Father, and I love them, and I thank you, God, for everything you do for us. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. God, you know the prayer request that was made here this morning, Father.
Give Dallas for that second chance, Lord.
Continue with these prayers.
Oh, bless Brother Mark when he teaches this morning.
Miss Wiley's mom.
Put the Holy Spirit
on her. Let's pray for her, Lord. You know how we love her.
Let your word, Lord.
She's been with us for so many years.
Prosper everything that's set to do.
Now she can be, but
we
still
love her.
We thank you, God, for what you
do
for her.
We ask
you to forgive us for our sins.
The dead spirits bring the bone.
We fill you in many ways, and we know that. Knowingly and unknowingly.
Life again to this country.
In Jesus' name we ask
all these things.
Amen.
I tell you, as I've been studying this week, there's just no end to the things you can learn in the Word of God.
It's true, Brother Mark.
The more you study it, the more you learn.
True.
And it don't matter how much you read something, when preach something, you study something, you teach something.
Amen.
Whenever you go back and go through it again, God starts showing you stuff you didn't see the first go.
It's true, true.
And this week I've looked and, seen things that I just hadn't caught on. But when the Holy Ghost gives you my C, it's always right on your nose.
Amen, Brother Mark. Amen.
And I want to back up. I want to go back to chapter 2 of this book, Genesis. And then we're going to look at chapter 3 for just a minute. Bring us up to something I want to think about. Chapter 2. And look at verse 16 and 17 in chapter 2. The Bible said, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou must freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die."
Amen.
Now go to the chapter 3 and look at verse number 11. And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" Now, I got to thinking this week about what took place there in those statements that God made.
Yeah.
And God gave them one command.
Yeah.
Everything else that he created was free to them.
Right.
But Adam learned and Eve learned also that when God says something, God means something.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
And we live in a day where people just don't take God at his word.
You're right.
They don't fear God. There's no fear in God in their eyes no more. And I can tell you, God has not changed his mind about his commands.
No.
That was not given to them as a optional choice and they felt like it. God told them specifically, well, he told Adam, and then Adam told Eve. But when God told them, and he said, if you eat of it, the day you eat, you're going to surely die.
Right.
Now, they didn't physically die right then, but they did spiritually die.
Sentence of death came.
And because of what took place there, when you go back into chapter 4, when Cain killed his brother, they understood. They may not have understood, but they were the first family to face physical death.
Right, right.
All because of one act of disobedience.
Yeah.
Now, as we come into chapter 6, and we start looking, and we started last week looking at the things and how God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, is what he said there in verse 5.
That's right.
Now, I got to thinking this week, and we're talking about arithmetic here before we got going. And when I was in school, I hated math.
I did too.
And if I knew then what I know now, I would have tried to learn a little more then, so I could know more now. So I tell you, boy, I worked on this and looked at this and worked on this and looked at this week. And I want to just... in chapter 5, it talks about the generations of Adam.
Yeah.
And what took place from that one act of disobedience there in the Garden of Eden, and how we come up to what's going on in chapter 6, and how the wickedness of man expanded so greatly. And so I got to thinking... And like I said, when the Holy Ghost lets you see something, it's always right there.
Right.
So I got to look in there in chapter 5, going back to the generations of Adam, and I wanted to see if I could figure out how much time passed from the time of Adam to the time of Noah. And how one sin grew so quickly. So let's look there in chapter 5. I'm just going to look at the verses I want to get you to think about this morning. If you look there in verse number 3, now a generation starts with the birth of the next son.
Right.
Now, of course, Adam didn't have a generation because he was created by God specifically. But it does list something here that I guess we're going to have to put into it. I got to thinking this morning that of all the creation that God did, all the other works that he did it by speaking them. But when he created Adam, he created him with his hands.
Right.
So he formed him from the dust of the ground.
That's true.
So to me, that made it a more personal thing to create something by his own hands.
Yeah. Made him an image of God.
So here in verse 3 of chapter 5, and that's what I said, Adam lived 130 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he died,
Now, go to the next. Look in verse 6. Now, the generations of Adam actually begin with Seth. Now, didn't begin with Cain, because Cain was killed before he could have children, and he didn't count Cain because Cain killed his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the generations of Adam actually started with Seth.
You're right.
Now, look what it said in verse 6.
Morning,
and Seth lived 105 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 130 and 105. Now, look at verse 9. And Enos, which was Seth's son, lived 90 years. So you got 130, 105, and 90. Now look at verse 12. And Canaan lived 70 years. You got them?
Got it.
Now look in verse number 15. Know why the Bible said in heaven we're going to have new names, because so, so many people need them.
Right.
So I'll do the best I can do on this.
That's right.
Mahalia lived 65 years. Okay. Now look at verse 18.
Did somebody write these down? Let's all count them up.
It's out of my head already.
And Jared lived 162 years.
Wow.
Okay. Now look in verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years. Now, just as Adam really didn't have he wasn't a generation because he was created by God, Enoch didn't have a generation.
Right.
Why?
He was translated.
Huh?
God took him.
God took him.
That's right.
So, but he is counted in the generations of Adam. So here he said in verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years. Look at verse number 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years. And then look in verse number 28. And Lamech lived 182 years. Now, y'all talking about I told them up.
I figured you did.
So, just counting those, what we just mentioned, is 1,056 years. Now, if you add the 120, it took to build the ark, you get 1,176 years from the time of Adam to the time of Noah.
Wow. Who would have ever thought to go through that and do that, what he just did?
See how quick sin multiplied?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a little over 1,100 years, God saw that it was so wicked, he was going to destroy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and the first son that they had being Cain was the first one to commit, you know, death, killed his brother. But that price, sin, demands a payment. The Bible talks about Cain being of that wicked one.
Yeah.
Another product of sin. Wish there wasn't no such word as a three little letter word, sin.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, sin takes its toll.
It does. And so we see, because of one act of disobedience in 1,000 in 56 years, not counting the building of the ark, this planet or the creation becomes so wicked that God's going to destroy it.
Yes.
So the thing.
Talking about sin in Acts 5:12, whereas by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin.
Yeah.
That's what I was shooting at.
So whenever sin gets in, it's always going to add.
That's right.
It's always going to add.
Yeah.
And we see, you know, we see a lot of comparatives in chapter 6 to even what we live in today.
Yeah.
Because
fallen man.
Sin.
Doesn't it say that a thousand years is like a one day?
Yeah.
So that could be just one day.
Well, to God it was.
You know, isn't that something when you think about that too?
So, I mean, even though a thousand years or a little over a thousand years seems like a long time, but comparatively in the scope of eternity, it's not.
That's right. Say, he that inhabits eternity, he looks down upon man, winks at him to command him to repent.
Yeah.
Man don't see the need, but there is a need of repentance.
Yes.
Man, one day he's going to have repented. But thank God for mercy. I'm glad Noah found grace. Amen.
Boy, me too.
So, one sin and 1,176 years later, God brought judgment on it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I thought, you know, there's got to be something there in the generations of Adam, why God put them in that book. And yes, I know it teaches about generations of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else I learned this week as I've been studying this chapter. In chapter 5, we just read about the generations of Adam. And if I counted them out right, up to Noah, that was 8 generations to Noah. If you count Noah, it would have been 9. But up to Noah was 8 generations that from the generations of Adam to the time of Noah. Now, when you get into verse 32 of chapter 5, look what it said. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you notice something, the generations of Adam stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
Wow. Good question right there.
Why do the generations of Adam stop and pick back up with Noah?
He was a just man, the Bible said, in his generation. He was a just man.
God's going to wipe all his generations out.
Yeah.
The only generation's going to be left living is the generations of Noah.
God never had much to work with, brother. Look what he done.
Because of the wickedness.
Yeah.
How many generations did you say it was from Noah,
eight.
Adam until Noah?
Count Noah's
eight and 9 if you count Noah.
Okay.
If you count Noah, it would have been 9 generations back to Adam.
Wow.
But up to Noah, my count Noah was 8.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1,056 years from the time of Adam's generation to what takes place in chapter 6. Then you add the 120 years of the building of the ark.
And verse 9 said Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation.
Was.
And Noah walked with God. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For the day he's living in, he walked with God.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
So, up until we get into chapter 6, the generations that we knew, or we know, according to the Bible, were basically, again, you don't really count Adam because he was created directly by God.
Right.
But it started, his generation actually started with Seth. So the generation or the line all came through Seth.
Mm-hmm.
It was Seth had a son, and then Enos had a son, and you just kept on going till you got to Lamech, which was the last one of the eight that count there. Then you take out, if you take Noah, then you count nine, but the generations of Adam stop because they're going to be destroyed with the flood.
Mm-hmm.
But Noah and his generations are going to be saved.
Yeah.
So really and truthfully, if we wanted to just go back through history, we are all part of the generation of Noah. Because Adam's generation stopped.
Right.
So,
wow.
I just thought, you know, I wanted to know how long of a time passed from that original sin to here, where we're at here. So I got 1,176 years counted to 120. Now, trying to figure out where I was at last week.
You stopped at verse 5, Brother Mark.
Okay. And that's what it said. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, this morning, last night I read something. When I read this next verse, and I'm going to be honest with you, I still don't know that I got a firm grip on it. But he said, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth.
Yeah.
Now, that's what my Bible says. Is that what yours says?
Yeah.
All right. Keep your Bible right here in the book of Genesis. Let's go to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. Notice what I said, God is not a man that he should lie. I know what I said, neither the son of man that he should repent. But it said it repented the Lord that he made man.
Yeah. Grieved him in his heart. Like he had greater expectations of man.
I do. I think the key to that verse is the last part of that. It grieved him at his heart. In my thinking, I don't so much think it was the creation of man, but it's the wickedness that man had become.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he said in Genesis, everything he created, he said it was good.
Yeah,
that's right.
And he didn't say that about man.
No, he didn't.
So, I don't think it was the fact that it repented it, that the man, but it was the evil that man had become.
Yeah, the product of sin.
And that's what grieved him.
Yeah.
Now, something else it don't say in this verse, it don't say he made a mistake.
He made man right.
He made him right.
Ecclesiastes 7:29 said God made man upright.
That's exactly right. He did.
Yeah.
So, it did grieve God at his heart.
Yeah.
Of the wickedness that man had become.
Yes.
In really a fairly short period of time. Now, and he said in verse 7, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I made them. Now, you notice something we didn't include. It didn't include fish, because fish can swim.
Right.
And they're water breathers, where they get oxygen through the water. Now, Brother Eddie been talking about this, and in verse 8 said, now, among all the wickedness that's going on, and God's going to destroy the earth. Notice what he said in verse 9. But Noah found grace
in
the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
as wicked as this planet had become,
yeah,
and how grieved God had become because of it, He still showed grace. Great.
Looking for one to show mercy.
Mercy.
I'm glad He does. He still does.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, He said,
you can read about the aftermath of Noah. He ended up being a drunk, cursed his son.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't like Noah was exceptional, but I'll tell you what, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad anyway he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want to look at what he said right here. It said that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Because of that one sin, bred this sin and another sin and another sin and another sin.
Right.
And the Bible said there that men began to multiply on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people you have,
yeah,
the bigger the possibility that sin would just spread.
Amen, Brother Mark.
And evidently, every one of them was doing it.
Little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump.
Except Noah. Now, these are the generations of Noah. Now, verse 9. Noah was a just man and perfect. Now, notice what made him just and perfect. The grace of the Lord.
Yeah.
Nobody can be just and perfect without the grace of God.
Right.
So, Noah was a just man. And you know, I've read this many times and it just kind of stuck on to me. I said a minute ago, Enoch, even though he was part of the generations of Adam, he didn't have a generation to pass on because God took him. Why did God take him?
That's right.
Because he walked with God.
Right.
What does it say about Noah? And Noah walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
So Enoch wasn't the only one to walk with God. Noah also did.
Yeah.
And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Now, I want to just look at a couple of things that had bred because of the sinfulness of man and what they had become. Most of them's going to be here in Genesis, but I want to go to Luke chapter 17. And look at verse number 26 and 27.
Yeah.
And as it was in the days of Noah, or being Noah, same thing, so shall it be also in the days of Son of Man. And that's what it said, they did eat. Man, have you ever seen such an eating nation?
Amen to that.
I mean, you got hamburger joints all over the place.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, Lord have mercy.
I'm telling you, but I'm guilty.
I got tickled, Brother Ricky Jones, one time. He took us Wanda White, Wanda. She was going to Weight Watchers. And this was on a Saturday. And she was going to Weight Watchers. He said, I wanted to stick my head in the door and said, free biscuits and gravy at Hardee's. That would have been love, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Ate and drank.
I bet they would have split.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they did the same thing. They were eating.
Right, right.
You know what I said? They drank. Have you ever seen such a drinking nation?
Mm. They want everything to be wet now.
It is. I mean, one of the biggest
love of money, bro,
problems is alcohol.
Yeah. Lines of milk are strong, drink is red.
It is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So they were drinking and eating. And then that's what it said. They were given in marriage.
Oh, my.
I mean, man, have you ever seen the explosion of marriage?
Yeah. Look at that. They married wives, and they were given in marriage.
Yeah. Do you remember the statement Brother Cletus made when Ojai County went wet? Do you remember the statement he made? They came to him and asked him why he didn't sign those papers for them to start selling alcohol in Ojai County and sell it on Sunday. He said, told Cletus, said, all the other churches signed it. Cletus said, all the other churches may go to hell, but I don't want to.
Hey, man.
That's what he told me.
That's right.
Yeah, that was...
The may want to go to hell, but I don't.
I think that took place there at the Baptist Church in Beaverdam. Yes. I remember Brother Clay talking about
that. Yes, it did. He made that statement to that to the people that were getting, you know, signing the things to, in order to make it go wet and they could sell alcohol on Sunday. That's he said, I'm not signing nothing.
Amen. That statement where it said they married wives, they were given in marriage. I've always thought that had a little bit of a homosexual meaning to that. Given in marriage. You see, they want to make the law where it's accepted. It's not accepted inside of God, but they want it to be accepted inside of man. But, you know, the judgment of man, that's not going to make a problem for them. I'm sure they can get around man. They're not going to get around God.
No.
The Bible said the judgment, it lingered in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
It's lingering even now. It mentions that in 2 Peter chapter 3. The long suffering love of God. That judgment still comes. The same judgment you're teaching on this morning.
And, you know, every marriage goes through problems. I mean, you're going to have a good time, bad time. I don't care who you are. But a lot of marriages today is just nothing more than living with the devil and expecting God to pay the rent.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's the truth.
And,
you know, and I'm going to tell you right now, God don't take second place to nobody.
Amen.
There's no other God beside him. He's jealous God. He won't share his glory with nobody.
No respect for person.
He didn't let these people in Genesis get by with ungodliness. Right. He's not going to let America get by with it. It ain't happened today, but they ain't over.
That's right. Judgment's going to begin at the house of God.
So we had them eating, drinking, and marrying. That was all a part of their explosion of sin. That took place. Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. We just read it. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, a population explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I don't know how many people are prevalent. Oh, I was going to look it up and I didn't do it. How many people are there on the planet Earth right now? I know there's more than 10.
Oh, yeah. I'll say.
I know it's in the billions.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can't even be counted from those.
And, I mean, you know, that's far country to us. But, you know, for many years, I don't know how long, but I can remember Bowling Green, the population was 56,000, 56,000, 56,000. And then, boom.
That's right. It's exploded.
And I don't know, now it's the third largest city in the state of Kentucky. Yeah. Or it was, I guess it still is.
Yeah.
76,000 and something.
Yeah. When I was in college, I learned this about Bowling Green, that Bowling Green was trying to become a metro because you get more money if you become a metro. That's one reason for the growth of Bowling Green. They want more of that right there. That's one reason. Yeah. I learned that in college, and it's probably true a lot of places, but the bigger you are, the more tax money, the more federal money you get.
Yeah. Look at verse 11, chapter 6. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
Yeah.
Another product of that multiple sin is increasing violence.
Yeah. In the news.
And don't we see that today? I mean, man, people... I think it said in the book of Matthew, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Yeah.
Man, don't we see that going on?
Yeah.
You know what? People just flat cold-hearted today.
Running over people with cars.
They, you know,
sad. And
there's a lot of problems happened and shouldn't have happened in them shootings down in Texas.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have ever took place.
Right.
But, you know, you take the guns out of people. Cain killed Abel with a rock.
Right. Yeah, he didn't have
Jim Jones killed a bunch of them with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you take guns away, but you ain't going to stop violence.
Like he took that away, Brother Marks.
That's exactly what he did.
God away.
I mean, if you want to control the laws, don't punish God-fearing citizens. Make the laws stronger on the ones who commit them.
That's right.
I told this last week. I remember Brother Prophet saying one time, somebody talking to him, of course he owns guns.
Yeah.
And somebody was talking to him, said, well, you said you believe in God, but you got guns. He said, that's right, but that gun's for them that don't.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
So violence increased. And, man, it just keep on going. All right, now look in go back to chapter 4, verse 19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. An increase in sexual activity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ungodliness, pornography.
Yes, Lord.
All that stuff. All this is just products of this multiplication of sin that just come upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, and we'll stop here today in verse 5 back in Genesis chapter 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an increase in depravity. Man is a depraved creature.
Yeah,
because we're living in with a fallen nature.
Yeah.
Even though we're saved, when you get saved, your flesh don't get saved.
Amen to that.
It's still filthy.
Yeah.
And you don't believe me? Or don't do it around me, but don't take a shower for 2 weeks and see if you don't start stinking.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Why? Because your flesh is corrupt.
Sure is.
And so it just did an amazing thing to me. All this come to be because Adam and Eve couldn't obey one command.
That's right. That's right.
One man,
one
sin.
So, all right, it's about 9:45, so we'll, Lord willing, we'll pick up next week.
Where did you stop at there?
I stopped there in about verse number, let's see where I went. About verse number 12.
12?
Yeah, chapter 6, verse 12. We'll pick up right back in there.
You notice that corrupted his way.
Yeah, what it did.
Yeah.
Not moving very fast, but
he says,
no, no, no.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hallelujah.
I fixed this little car here. Look at
shit, we're banning on that.